This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans would be barred from carrying guns in most public spaces under a Democratic bill at the state capitol. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
The proposal would ban people from being armed in government buildings, hospitals, churches, public parks, rec centers, bars, zoos, festivals, among other places. It would apply to both concealed and open carry. Democratic Senator Sonia Hawkes Lewis of Longmont is one of the main sponsors. She says the goal is to protect people in vulnerable places.
We have too many people being victims and being killed in so many different areas of the state.
Opponents say the bill is unconstitutional and irresponsible to prevent gun owners from carrying firearms in that many areas. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
New students attending the University of Colorado next year could pay more for tuition. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Depending on state funding, resident undergraduates could see a 3-4% increase. Currently, tuition is nearly $12,000. Out-of-state tuition could increase 4%. Only new students would see an increase, according to a Board of Regents presentation. Continuing students have a tuition guarantee that holds their rate. Residence and dining hall fees are also expected to increase. This year, Colorado colleges asked for 4 times what Governor Jared Polis has proposed in his budget. Colorado spends among the least in the nation on higher education. CU Regents will vote on the budget proposals during their April meeting. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council members are voting on a resolution Tuesday to declare that theirs is not a sanctuary city, a response to the scores of new immigrants arriving in Denver. The resolution says the city will not spend taxpayer dollars on services related to people who have arrived from the southern border. About 40,000 people have arrived in Denver from the border in recent months. Colorado voters will soon start receiving ballots for the presidential primary. They go out in the mail today. Election Day is March 5th. This is CPR News.